This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters are manning checkpoints around Kabul's airport on Thursday as concerns build they're blocking Afghans from reaching evacuation flights, with the United States demanding safe passage. Tens of thousands of people have tried to flee Afghanistan since the hardline Islamist militants swept into the capital on Sunday, completing a stunning rout of government forces and ending two decades of war. Taliban leaders have in recent days repeatedly vowed not to seek revenge against their opponents while seeking to project an image of tolerance. But the United States said Wednesday the Taliban were reneging on pledges to allow Afghans who worked with the United States and its allies out of the country. The United States claims it has airlifted nearly 5,000 U.S. citizens and Afghans, while France, Britain, and other nations have also organized evacuation flights. The UN Refugee Agency said on Thursday clashes between herders and fishermen in northern Cameroon have killed at least 32 people this month, with 19 villages torched. Some 11,000 people fled to Chad, and a further 7,300 were displaced in Cameroon's far north after fighting broke out on August 10th between herders and fishermen and farmers, according to the UN. Officials described the fighting as Cameroon's worst ethnic violence in years. The herders were angry because their livestock were falling into holes dug by fishermen to capture fish in pools of receding floodwaters, according to local officials. The UN says refugees in Chad are in urgent need of shelter, with many sleeping under trees. The ethnic violence further complicates security in the region. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Africa director for the World Health Organization has sharply criticized the decisions by some richer countries to roll out COVID-19 booster shots. She said on Thursday the decisions, quote, threaten the promise of a brighter tomorrow for Africa. African health officials, including the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have warned against booster shots in recent weeks, as less than 2% of the African continent population of 1.3 billion is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The WHO official notes the latest resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases across Africa is leveling off, but that, quote, Africa is encountering headwinds as rich countries like the United States decide to roll out booster shots. She says the situation in Africa remains, quote, very fragile, as the more infectious Delta variant is now dominant in most of the continent's 54 countries. Under fire for its fumbled start in procuring COVID vaccines, South Africa now has plentiful jabs but faces a new challenge, vaccine apathy. With thousands of new infections and hundreds of deaths each day, South Africa has the biggest coronavirus tally of any country on the continent, more than 2.6 million cases in a population of 58 million. The authorities have come in for hefty criticism for their vaccine strategy. In February, at a crucial point in the pandemic, the country notably turned down 1.5 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine over doubts that it would protect against a then-dominant local variant of the virus. Since then, the government has secured tens of millions of shots, and South Africa even became the first nation in Africa to produce Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer jabs. The goal to vaccinate 70% of its adult population, or 28 million people, by the end of the year. Yet many vaccination sites are standing empty, and some vaccinators have turned in desperation to social media in a bid to coax people to come for a protective shot. Since mass public vaccination began in May in South Africa, only 11% of the adult population has been fully immunized. And Israel on Thursday announced the removal of decades-old restrictions facing gay men seeking to donate blood, following similar moves by Britain and the United States. From October 1st, the forms to be filled out prior to donating blood will be changed, according to a health ministry statement. Quote, the clause prohibiting receiving blood from a man who had had sexual reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.